Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The Spirit drove Jesus out into the desert, and he remained in the desert for 40 days, tempted by Satan. He was among wild beasts, and the angels ministered to him. After John had been arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the gospel of God. This is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe. The gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus announces today that the theme of Lent is repent and believe. Let me suggest that in the line of repent, Lent might be a good time for every one of us to just find some quiet time and ask myself the question, how do I treat other people, particularly those closest to me, a spouse, a parent, a child? Do they know how grateful I am for them? Do I build them up or tear them down? Do they know how much I love them? What about the faces of people we never even see? The homeless man, the young black mother with two children living on welfare, the immigrant who is merely trying to come to America for a better life for his children, the same reason that every one of our ancestors came here. Do I denigrate those people and look at them as less than me, or do I accord them the same dignity that God accords all people? Repent. Believe. I admire the fact that you come to Mass regularly. In the Diocese of Erie, only about 28% of Catholics now regularly attend Mass. And we come here for three reasons. One, to praise God. Second, to ask for his help. And thirdly, to get to know Jesus Christ, so that Jesus Christ can be a part of my life and a part of my everyday, so that everything I do is done by the mandate of Jesus Christ. Repent and believe. Amen.